Mustache.
Ah, yes.
That's your nickname for today. We talked about nicknames yesterday, but yep. Today is your day.
Today is my day.
Yes.
Can't you just call me Oliver or Ollie?
No.
Or the Green Arrow?
No. Is Errol that his Flynn? Real name? Is that his name?
In the comics, is
Oliver?
Name. Yes, Oliver Queen.
Okay.
Ollie.
I just don't want you to ruin like a future child's name, because that's like the names that I have.
Oh, it is 6:11. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
And a beautiful day.
I'm awake. Do you hear my voice a little bit? I went to the best game ever. Like, I don't know how those people do that. Oh. UNM Lobos basketball, San Diego State versus...
Which, by the way, Pool Boy from Cruces yesterday called in to talk trash about San Diego State, because he's from San Diego.
Uh-huh. So you're talking trash about them?
And he was talking trash. No, he was on the air with us.
I know, but I don't remember what he said.
Yeah, of course, because it was sports.
Yes, I tuned out.
Yeah. Talking about how San Diego State was going to school the Lobos and
all
that
didn't.
Jazz.
They didn't. But I saw the funniest sign ever.
Oh, yeah?
It was just a sign that said, San Diego isn't a state.
I love our fans.
Okay.
We're amazing, right?
Yeah, it went from, like, you know, 30 minutes before nobody was there. We're like, okay, where's that sea of red? Unless they're talking about, like, the chairs because they're red.
Yeah.
And then, like, literally 10 minutes before everything started, it was like everyone just swooped in.
Chaos.
And it was so loud.
Yeah, the Lobos last night took on San Diego State in the pit, and it was your first grown-up experience.
I was so nervous the entire time.
Really?
Yeah, if they weren't 10 ahead, I was freaking out.
Yeah, it was a pretty close game.
Yeah, because I was so afraid I was going to be blamed for the rest of.
Oh, you were. Don't worry, you would have been. You would have been. We were all last night, whole first half, it was like, I kept checking because I was at small group last night. So I kept looking, 11-11, okay. 17-17, okay, all right. But it was like tied.
Tied, and then for a while, San Diego State was up.
Yeah, that was
For a while.
That was scary.
It was very scary.
So, and then I think half, we were up by three or two. We were up by two,
mm-hmm.
Right? And, yeah. And?
And,
let's talk about this making fun of me about sports all the time, lady.
Okay. Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
I know all the moves. All the moves. And
okay.
So Celeste and I, we both went.
Uh-huh.
And we participated in everything.
Yeah.
Like, if they were doing the free throw, we did the Lobo thing.
Yes.
And then when they made it,
woof.
Yes.
Okay.
We did everything.
Good.
And I have to say, I kind of made a connection with one of them.
Oh.
And I feel like we could be really good friends someday.
Oh, yeah?
Number three,
Hugh.
Yeah. I felt like he was adorable, and I didn't even see his face.
That would be Hugh Greenwood.
Yeah, I just
he's
think
amazing.
I think I just love him.
My boys got to meet him at a Lobo football game.
He was adorable.
And they freaked. They just flat loved the Lobo. So
yeah.
Got to meet Tony Snell and got to meet Hugh Greenwood. So it was a great game.
It was a great game.
What'd I say about Alex Kirk, our center?
Yeah. Yes.
Hit a three.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And
our
everyone
center.
And okay, when that happened,
Everyone
freaked out.
yeah. I was listening on the radio at that point, because we were driving home, and we were in the car like, are you kidding me? It was amazing.
One thing that I didn't understand for, about half of the game was when there was a foul or something, Everyone would point to a specific side. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, I finally figured out when they switched sides after halftime.
Ah, yes.
And then everyone started pointing to the other side. I'm like, oh, meaning it's not their fault. Okay. Right. I was like, he didn't teach me this one.
Sorry.
But it was
a blame game.
It was fun. And I'm proud to say that parts of it, I got better than Celeste. And I thought she would get it. Like the, go Lobos. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, that part.
I could just, you know.
Dun,
all right.
Everyone has to do this.
Everyone claps. And inevitably gets off the beat and they go faster than
gosh,
the song.
Oh my gosh, it's so frustrating. Ready?
Yeah.
Go Lobos. And then at the end it slows down. And that threw me for a loop the first time. But don't worry, I got it. Ready? Ready?
Okay.
Lobos! See, and then do it again and again and again.
Yeah. over and over and over.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. We had fun.
You're growing up, and you actually went to the store and bought eyeliner, right?
Yes,
we
bought
eyeliner.
Yeah, it was really cheap eyeliner, also known as just a black pencil that smudges easily.
There you go.
And we painted on our face,
yeah,
sort of, and it looks pretty cool.
Incredible.
Looked pretty
cool. I thought they were like stickers that you guys got.
No, I drew my face and Celeste's face.
It's pretty incredible.
UNM paw prints.
We have to put that photo up because I kid you not, I thought that that was a sticker. I thought you guys got like a temporary tattoo.
Nope.
You did a really good job.
What was really funny, I was drawing in the mirror and I put Lobos underneath the paw print.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, I'm going to look like such a blonde if I write the Lobos backwards in the mirror. And so I did it, but I thought I was doing it right, and I was pretty sure, but I looked at Celeste and was like, please tell me this is all correct. And it was, thankfully. But, oh, and then like 30 minutes into the game, she had a Dr. Pepper, and she handed it to me, like, to be the first person to drink it. And I thought I was going to be so upset because it kind of started to spill in my lap. Best thing ever. It cooled me down.
Yeah.
I was sticky, but
sold
I was
out
nice
last
and cool.
Night?
Yeah, it was packed. It was like shoulder to shoulder. I met the girl who's been sitting there all season.
Yeah.
Are you from the radio? Yeah, the last guy was here. Blah, blah, blah. No one ever sits here, but this
That's
last
what
guy.
She said.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
But she was all about it, too. She had sparkly red shoes, and she was wearing all red.
Yep. Yeah.
Crazy.
I love it. I love it.
The game was good.
Congratulations. The Lobos won. Arizona lost last night. A lot of teams that we needed to lose last night lost because, well, we didn't need them to lose, but we just wanted them to lose because I want the Lobos in the top 10.
Yeah.
And the Lobos keep winning and winning. Maybe they'll finally show us some respect.
They really fought for it at some point, though.
Dude.
It was good.
Senior night or day this Saturday.
What does that mean?
Against Wyoming. It means it's the last game in the pit of the season.
That's right.
And so it's the senior day because we go, Chad! Jamal, Elijah. That's what you do. So
I love that the students led us in the pit. Like whenever,
yeah.
Like
did they do the wave?
Yeah, the
did
wave.
They do a skit. At some point, they'll do a skit.
The newspaper thing?
No, not the newspaper.
They
thing.
Didn't do a skit.
Okay,
no skit.
Nothing.
It was good though.
They didn't do the dance. I'm just kidding.
Oh
no
my
dance.
Gosh!
I'm just making stuff up at this point.
But they really have a skit?
No.
Oh my gosh! I felt like I was so left out.
Sorry. No, yeah.
No, they just had the newspapers and they crumbled. That looked cool with all of them lining up.
Yeah. See, we trained you on that.
Mm-hmm.
Got you prepared for that. Did you yell, who's that?
Who, that?
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. Good job. Amazing. I love it.
It was fun.
Lobos win 70-60 over San Diego State last night.
Well, until next year when I get to go again.
Oh, I'm like, what? No, there's a game on Saturday.
Yeah, I can't go to that.
It's Wyoming.
Those tickets are already taken.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure that game sold out, too.
Yeah. Oh,
it's amazing.
It
mm-hmm. Great time to be a Lobo fan. I love it. So, anyways, we'll talk about real stuff eventually, I'm sure.
That was real. That really happened.
Oh, it's definitely real.
It was a first-time event for me.
I love it. I'm glad you enjoyed it so much.
I did.
Coming up, birthdays. Also, it's Thirst News Day.
That's right, Thirst News Day. It's all boring today.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Gone. Philip Phillips, gone, gone, gone.
So, you think you're so funny.
Static Radio, good morning. Welcome to the show. It is 6:30.
Good morning.
It is Thursday.
It is Thursday News Day.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, it's Thursday News. I was going to go with it.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's Thursday News Day, which means it's all freaking boring today.
Oh.
Well, sometimes the news has to be boring.
Hey, you can't talk in normal voice.
Sometimes the news has to be boring.
The news is mostly boring, let's be honest. Not on this station, but just in general. Well, let's be honest.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
It's true. Actually,
I
don't know.
I can't watch the news.
Because it's mostly just depressing. It's like another person was called by CYFD today. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, someone else got murdered under a bridge. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm turning this off.
Yeah, I can't watch the news. That's why we have breaking news, because, you know,
I like watching the weather forecast.
Oh, wow.
Like, wow, look at them. Okay, they clicked it, and it just changed. Whoa.
It's terrible.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Breaking news. Have you ever said this to your son? You're going to be the death of me.
Oh, no.
You don't know how right you were, unless you're a father. A new study found that having sons can take an average of 8.5 months off of a mom's life. Why? Because they require more nutrients from the mother's body during gestation. Don't worry about it too much, though, because researchers studied mothers between the 17th through the 20th century. Modern medicine makes up for what was missing way back then.
Oh, okay.
So this whole story is pointless.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. We have three boys. I'm like, what?
That's
16, 24. Okay.
25 months.
2 years? Yeah. They stole 2 years from my wife?
Yeah.
That's okay. I'll love her long after she's gone.
Oh, my God.
Bill Phillips! I got it in there. All right.
Breaking news! In Ireland, hundreds of Dubliners have set a world record for the largest gathering of people with Mohawk-style haircuts. Nice. The unique hairstyle was shaved into the heads of 257 people, breaking the old world record of 109 set in 2011. About 30 barbers and stylists shaved the participants between the ages of 2 and 62. During a live broadcast by the radio station that sponsored the event Friday, The event was the fourth year of the station's Shave or Die campaign. D-Y-E, die.
Okay, which, I'm like, shave or die?
Which has so far raised nearly $6 million for the Irish Cancer Society.
Society, Seth.
Sorry. Hundreds of people are getting mohawks in your backyard, and it's your fault. Breaking news. Anna Garrett, a language arts teacher at a middle school in Brandon, Florida, had an idea to get her sixth graders to spell better. She told the kids to use their fingers to trace the letters of misspelled words on sandpaper. She used 60 grit paper, a fairly coarse grade. 11-year-old Josh Summers said several students complained because their fingers hurt and were bleeding.
Oh my gosh.
She replied, he says, sit down and be quiet. The teacher, who has a previous discipline note in her file after throwing a shoe at a student, has been suspended.
Can you imagine if she really talked like that?
She's like, I know. Sit down and be quiet. Why did she get hired in the first place?
I don't know.
She's like Professor Umbridge.
Oh, right, yeah.
Who would make them all write with the quill and then they'd write it on the wrist.
For those of you normal muggle human beings, she's talking about a character from Magical Land of Harry Potter that she is weirdly crazy about.
Professor Umbridge works at Hogwarts, which is the witchcraft school.
Yeah,
witchcraft,
but she originally worked for the
Ministry of Magic. And she's evil.
Yeah.
She's so mean, and when she thought that Harry was telling lies, she made him sit down and write on a piece of parchment, because they didn't use paper, they used parchment.
But where's the ink?
Right, exactly. Oh, this quill doesn't need ink, is what she says. Yes. And so he starts writing, I must not tell lies, even though he wasn't lying. He really did hear everything.
Did. Yeah.
Okay, and so I must not tell lies, and all of a sudden, it starts ingraining in the back of his hand. I must not tell lies.
Wow.
And he's bleeding, and it hurts, but he's not going to complain because he's too prideful.
No, yeah.
And stubborn.
That teacher sucked.
Yeah. So she was awful, but then she did it to all the students, and they all had to do it, and they all had words etched on the back of their hand, and none of them, some of them were crying.
Yeah.
But in order to show that they were stronger than her, they didn't complain to her.
You know, that's not real world, right?
Pretty sure it is. Yeah. Pretty sure I saw it on TV. So.
Yeah, that's not news. That's a fantastical fairy tale right there.
Pretty sure I saw it on TV.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of TV.
Breaking news. There's something else going on. If you have a baby on November 14th, you can get a free crib from IKEA.
That's so weird to me.
I thought that was pretty interesting. Which means that you would have had to supposedly conceived on February 14th, Valentine's Day.
Right. Exactly 9 months later, they're offering a free crib to anybody who got conceived. How do you? Come on, really?
Well, okay.
Really?
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Oh. It takes a few days to conceive.
Yeah, but also this. What if the baby, like Brody? Brody was 5 days late. He didn't show up till November 19th, right?
Uh-huh.
5 days. 2 days. He was late.
He was due on the
17th.
He was due on the 17th.
Originally, I think it was the 14th. Then they moved it to the 17th. So that you don't even know. You don't even know, IKEA.
You don't even know.
IKEA, you don't even know. Yeah, that's a really weird promotion.
Because we are just kind of...
You have to wait 9 months to win it, too.
I know, but you keep that coupon and you're okay. And that's your breaking news.
There you go.
Because I didn't have anything else.
Coming up, we got birthdays. We also have a machine that a man invented that takes care of one of the most mundane tasks I've ever seen in my entire life.
So useful.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know if you wanted me to tell the truth or not.
We'll talk about that coming up. Right now, we got the latest from Fiction Family. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
If you never lose nothing, if you never really lose nothing, well, then you never lose.
General Ghost, If Then, Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Thursday, everybody. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Theology Thursday, with our dear friend Pastor Jarrett.
That's right.
But until then.
We have birthdays.
We have birthdays.
People were born today,
what?
Years ago.
All right.
Happy February 28th.
Of course.
February.
Last day of February.
Which means it's my last day to get to a certain restaurant with sandwiches.
Why?
February.
Oh, my gosh. Is that seriously why you've been going there lately?
Yeah.
Wow. It's cheap, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Okay, makes sense.
So, happy birthday to Gavin McLeod from The Love Boat. He was Captain Meryl Stubing.
Oh, of course, Captain Stubing.
Stubing.
Yes. Watch that show all the time.
I know.
Never seen.
Okay, how old is he?
65.
From The Love Boat?
82.
He's 82.
Stop it right now.
He's 82.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow, I always say 83.
I know. Like your go-to. So does that count? Because you had like two.
No, that doesn't. I won't take that one.
Thank you.
Because you helped me on that one.
Yeah, actor, director, and dancer, Tommy Toon.
Okay, considering
it's Tommy Toon.
Tommy Toon, I'm assuming he's like 90.
74.
Ah!
he's getting up there.
Yeah.
Herb Tarlick on WKRB and KRP in Cincinnati.
Why?
His real name is Frank.
Nobody
Bonner.
Real born on this day? Nobody real? Nobody real?
What?
We couldn't get real people? Like people we actually know? You couldn't
There's
find
only one person.
One person?
There's only one person.
One?
Oh, two people. Two
okay,
people.
Great. All right, cool. 60.
71.
Ugh.
From Beverly Hills, 90210, no, it's from Beverly Hills, comma, 90210, comma, the Colbys, Stephanie Beecham.
Stephanie Beecham, like, was she, like, original 90210?
Must be.
Okay, so 42.
66.
Wow.
Yeah. Bernadette Peters.
Hey!
I don't know who that is.
Young Frankenstein, Mel Brooks movie ever.
I don't know who that is.
Mel Brooks? You don't know who Mel Brooks is? Bernadette Peters. She is 57.
65.
Oh, man!
You're not doing so good today.
It's terrible. I need help. 505-338-3700. Okay.
From Frasier, Mercedes Ruehl.
How am I supposed to guess if you can't even say that name correctly?
Well, if you don't know her.
Oh, obviously. She played it.
Right. On Frasier.
I wonder if that was the wife.
I don't know.
Therefore, probably. I will say 61.
Ooh, 65.
No! It's the worst!
From House Robert Sean Leonard.
Of course.
Yeah.
Man, I watched House at least twice.
At least zero times for me.
Really?
At least.
I remember a couple episodes from season one.
Yeah, no, not me.
Was that the dude from Dead Poets Society?
I don't know. I have no idea who
Help
this is.
Me!
Robert Sean Leonard. He has three first names.
Three first names. So he's 36.
No, that was not a hint. He's 44.
Okay.
Pat Monahan of Train.
Of course.
What is that song? Me, Virginia. Is that them?
Train. They're the ones that...
No, they sing... what is the old song that's... That they everyone knows.
Hey, Soul Sister. Hey.
No, that's not old. That's
Mr.
new.
Mister. Hey there, Mister.
No, the.
Hey, Mister, Mister.
No, the other one. Train.
He was in the band Mister, Mister. That was it. He was in Mister, Mister.
Train.
That's it. There you go.
Oh. Woo!
Song.
Soul Glow. Soul Shine. It was about your soul. Let your soul shine through.
Not that one.
Shining your soul. Train. They do that one song?
That one song that was really popular.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Hey there. I don't know. I have no idea.
It was in... I don't know.
Static.
No.
It was Drops of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter!
How does that song go?
Drops of Jupiter in her head. Yeah, yeah.
Not at all. No, not at all.
That's not what I was...
Yes, he's back in the atmosphere. Something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Drops of Jupiter in her hair.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
I was right.
Mitch, that's the song you're talking about.
I'm so right.
Okay, I guess that's the song I'm talking about.
Drops of Jupiter.
I don't
Obviously.
Know.
Obviously. Hello?
Hello, that has to be the song you're talking about, right?
How old is that dude?
He's, guessing... Well, he lost his wife, and then he's got, like, three kids.
What?
Wow.
That's what
that song is. That Drops of Jupiter song is about his wife. She passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not the song I'm talking about.
That's awful.
It's totally... Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Guess who's back in the atmosphere?
Yeah, it's about her, like, trip to heaven.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you guys. It's not the song I'm talking about.
What's the song you're talking about?
It might not even be the same band, but they're called Train.
Oh, man.
She wants to be the queen.
Oh,
yeah,
stop.
Then she thinks about her
Virginia.
Scene.
Hey, Virginia. Yeah, that's about his wife, Virginia, in the atmosphere.
Of Jupiter.
Flying by Jupiter with her kids.
Yes. How old is he?
He is 42.
42?
So close.
Oh, man.
43.
All right.
So close.
Thank you for the call.
Bye.
All right, bye.
He's 44.
No, I didn't get to guess. You didn't let me guess. I was going to say 44, because you can't say 43.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give this one to you.
No,
I'm
going
to give this
one
to you. I'm going to give this one to you. I'm going to give this one to you.
You didn't
I'm
even
sorry.
Let me
I didn't
guess.
Understand the game.
What do you mean you understand the game? We do this every day. I get to
but
guess.
But then someone else called it. No. They're like your lifeline, okay?
Yeah, I didn't. That was his final answer.
Yeah,
that was my final answer.
So that's how this works.
Oh,
unfortunately,
man.
That's how this one works. This one time.
Such a jerk.
I'm so sorry.
Man! Keep going, Virginia. Go. Just go.
Tim Speedle on CSI Miami.
How am I supposed to get any of these?
I'm sorry. I don't know any of them either.
Oh, Speed. He's Speed. He was also in Dazed and Confused. He is 40.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Because I know that's wrong.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because I saw the look in your eye when I said 40.
It's 41.
Oh, man! Come on!
Gilbert Gottfried.
Ah, yes.
Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah. That's, let's see. How can I equate this in your term? Oh, he's the Aflac duck.
No, he's Iago.
Wow. Okay, so you know who he is.
And he's not the Aflac duck anymore.
He was the
Aflac
duck.
He said a very mean thing or something like that, and they totally fired him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's not the most gentle of souls.
Right. Did you see Aladdin?
Oh, my gosh. I saw Aladdin as a child, and I loved it. I saw Aladdin as an adult. I'm like, that bird is not okay. I don't know how he got away with all of this. That bird almost curses, like, 3 times.
I know. That dude's got to be, like, 57.
58.
No, he's not!
58.
Are you kidding? I meant yesterday he was 57. Because today's his birthday. He's 58. I meant 58.
You're correct.
I'm 58?
He's 58.
Oh, I got it right! Woo! Yes! I was confused. I was thinking the 27th, but it's the 28th. Right.
So it's his birthday today.
Okay, I don't need that today. I don't need it. I don't need your pity rooster song
and
dance.
Last from Heroes, Allie Larder.
Ooh, she was also in a really terrible Resident Evil movie.
Oh, good.
She was, what was her character?
I don't know.
She was the water girl. She was the frost girl.
Oh, Nikki.
That's Allie Larder. I know, I should go on like
I stopped
pop
watching
culture Jeopardy.
I stopped watching Heroes after the second season. I just got really bored with it.
Hey, you're one of the reasons why I got canceled. You are lame.
Yeah, because I was part of the people and I spoke by not watching. The people
she
have spoken.
She is 36.
It's a final answer?
No, because you're giving me that look again. She is...
Are you kidding? Are you cheating? Are you cheating right now? Give me your phone. Give me your phone.
I'm not cheating.
What is this?
That's it's just a thing for Xbox I was looking at.
Okay.
I'm not cheating.
Okay.
I didn't just get a text that said 37.
Oh!
Is she 30? She's 30. Listen, let me try. Let me final answer. Digging deep into my mind. 37!
Well,
37.
Here's the thing about about Allie Larder.
Yeah,
she actually doesn't age. Did you ever see?
Did
you ever see Heroes?
Okay,
she doesn't age. She stays that age.
Fine. I said 36. That's my final answer. Thebes got in just a touch too late.
She's 37.
There you go. Happy birthday, everybody! Whose birthday it is today? February 28th.
February 28th.
Final day of February. Hopefully it's going to get warm tomorrow. March and all that, you know.
Yeah, probably not. It'll probably snow.
Yeah, it's New Mexico.
I know.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Coming back, a man has invented a machine that's going to change your life.
Oh, good. That's what I was hoping for.
And by change your life, I mean the most worthless machine in the universe.
Awesome.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. We are voices. A song called The Sun, Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, dude, it's going.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going. Hey, posted a question on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you could build a machine that took care of one mundane task, what would your machine do? It's a good question, right?
It is a good question. Do you have an answer for you?
I don't have an answer for me. However, one man, David Neville, he's a physicist. This is what physicists do with their time, apparently. He's in a new Oreo commercial. You know the cookie.
Ooh,
Oreo.
Yeah.
He's an inventor showing off a solution to, well, I guess one of the big battles in the universe. At least according to the story. I didn't realize this was a big deal. How do you, like, before we get there, how do you eat an Oreo?
I have to split it in half.
Really?
I can't, I don't dip it in anything because I think that's gross, especially if I have to drink the milk later. That's gross.
Uh-huh.
I can't eat it with both of, like, a sandwich.
Why?
Because it crumbles everywhere. And so I have to split it, and then I have to make sure one of them doesn't have any of the...
So it's just a cookie.
Well, then I just eat the cookie part.
Yuck.
And then I treat myself with the cookie and cream part late afterwards.
Well, this dude, David, apparently, is not a fan of the cream at all.
Have you ever saved the cream?
No. No, I eat it whole. I do not cut them in half or split them, or I dip it in milk... And then just eat the cookie.
In high school, we decided to save the cream for a long time.
Gross,
that
dude.
That stuff can last forever.
Well, David Neville, he's a physicist, a copywriter. And he is a fan of the cookie, not so much of the cream. So he built an Oreo separator machine. He says, quote, "My Oreo separator machine is entirely based on the dislike of cream and preference for cookie. It goes by OSM, which is just an acronym for Oreo Separator Machine." He hasn't really named it. Takes an Oreo cookie, splits it with a hatchet.
What?
Scrubs off the cream and delivers two separate chocolate wafers into a tray.
Okay.
That's what this machine does. Physicist built a machine to split an Oreo in half.
That's
and scrape the cream off.
That's what physicists do. They are so bored because they're so smart that they just want to do the most... I guess, but you said mundane thing ever.
Yeah. David says he doesn't have a catchphrase for the machine yet. These are his possibilities, he suggested. Quote, "Let's get that cream out of there, or This cream's no good. Get it off the cookies.
I like that one.
I don't, because I like the cream.
I like the cream too, but it's, I can't eat it as the whole sandwich cookie.
I have to. I can't separate it. That's just weird to me. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, machine was made using aluminum scraps, motor wires, and wood.
Are we going to want to eat this cookie afterwards?
I don't know. I guess it's part of Oreo's cookie versus cream campaign. They're doing a big ol'. Why can't you just like them both? Anyways. He says it was a big time commitment to build the machine. I didn't get to see my girlfriend or my dog for hours at a time.
Oh my gosh.
But hey, this physicist who built an Oreo separator machine has a girlfriend, so there's hope for you.
Yes. Right?
So the question is this, if you could build a machine that would do one mundane task, what would your machine do?
Gosh, I had an answer so quickly the last time you asked me this 5 minutes ago, and now I think I want to change it.
Yeah?
Because there are just so many mundane tasks. Okay, what would it be?
Well, your initial one was laundry, right?
No, I did not say laundry.
What'd
you say? I said take out the trash.
Take out the trash.
But then I really thought about it, and my husband takes out the trash. Why do I want
a machine to do it?
What do I, like, I that
why
gets,
would you want to make his life easier, right?
Right. So what about me? Right?
Wow.
Dusting. That's
static.
It.
Static.
I want a machine. Tell that physicist to get hopping, okay? I want a machine to clean my house. Dude, wouldn't it be like such a blessing to be like, oh, look, it's my house in heaven because somebody came in and cleaned my house for me, a machine.
I don't know if that counts. That's
they kind of had a movie about that. It was called Smart House on Disney, and that house turned on them.
See, I thought of Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons.
Oh, yeah, the Jetsons.
They had a robot that cleaned the house. But that's not one task. That's like, man.
Right, so that's why I limited mine
to
dusting.
I was thinking making the bed for you. Or
are you kidding
cleaning
me?
The whole house, that poor robot?
No, making the bed.
What about poor woman? Oh, my goodness, you know? It's like you don't ever see your family walking in. Oh, poor woman. But, oh, no, it's, oh, poor dog or poor robot.
Exactly. See, making the bed to me is kind of like, ooh, I did it, and the house looks, and my room looks so clean now. Because a clean bed makes everything look way better, even though it's not.
Yeah, I was going to say it doesn't.
I live with all three men, and you've got, like, underwear stuck to the walls and the ceiling on the ceiling fan. You know, toys stuck in the dog's ear. You know, it's like, oh, what am I supposed to do with all this, you know?
Yeah. True story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True story.
Have a great day.
You too.
505-338-3700, the phone number, 715.
Oh, no. Dang it.
You are the best traffic girl I know.
Directionally challenged and never ready.
Yeah.
That's my motto.
There you go.
Okay, you know, hold on. 4 seconds.
I believe in you.
4 seconds. There
really
is
don't.
Something going on. What?
Paseo.
Something going on. Yeah, there's an accident.
Paseo. Yeah.
Paseo. The right lane is blocked east at Jefferson.
Oh.
And road construction, Montana Road, northwest east at 2nd Street.
Okay.
And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Asking the question if you could build a machine to do one mundane task. This dude, David, physicist, built a machine to separate Oreos and scrape the cream off because he doesn't like the cream. Static!
Hello!
Hey, San Diego State, how you doing, buddy?
You guys lost.
Oh, snap.
I was there, I saw you guys lose.
Wow. Wow, that cut deep right there.
You talking trash yesterday about playoffs.
Dude, that's what I get, right?
All we have to say is, scoreboard.
Yeah. Someone
what was the score?
Really 70-60.
Lobos.
And somebody held up a really, really good point sign that said, San Diego is not a state.
Oh, my God. Oh, that one even cut deeper. That one did it right there. That one punctured the heart. Oh, my God. That is so true.
Yeah. There it is.
Well, I've been hearing about this robot thing. I just caught the last lady's comment or whatever, but... If I could have a robot do something for me, I would like subcontract it out to make some extra money for me.
There you go.
You are a thinker. Yeah. You're a businessman.
Boom.
Dude, yeah, I would still have work, but you know, I'd subcontract him out to do some stuff for other people, like that lady, and she could pay me.
There you go.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, San Diego still, man, but dang, man, you guys really know how to hurt a person. I love you guys.
Love you too, Pool Boy.
So sorry.
Pool Boy from Cruises, everybody.
He's smart, though. That's a good idea.
Really good idea. You could subcontract out your little robot machine. I like Ryan's, man.
Ryan says shaving both face and dome.
Yes, dude. Especially now I'm trying to grow this ridiculous mustache.
Uh-huh.
And so I got to keep the cheeks clean. I got to, like, keep them short. I got to, like, trim it.
Be careful.
Scary.
You have to be careful.
Because if one little slip...
It's over.
Oh, no! My gorgeous stash is gone!
But if you do have one little slip... Just go with it, okay? Let it grow back. It'll be fine. Don't shave it all off. Just deal with it.
No.
Yes.
I don't. That makes me so sad. Yeah. There you go. So, talking about space and the future.
No, we're not.
No, we're talking about a machine. If you could build a machine to do one thing, what would you want this robot machine thingy to do for you? Static.
I would want it to walk my dog.
Walk your dog. Your poor dog.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I agree with you, because my dog is that dog that barks at all the other dogs as we're walking past. So,
yeah,
I'd rather not.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, I've got a message for Pool Boy. This is that lady, you know, that needs her house cleaned.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Bring it on, dude.
Yeah. There it is.
I'll pay for it.
There you go. We're going to build a robot.
Yep.
I like that.
It's totally going to work.
Multiple robots, you know, kind of like on Johnny Test with the Brain Sisters, you know.
There you go.
And, yeah, hello.
Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think we're on to something.
Yes.
I think we're on to something. You can tell us what your machine would do. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Amber says, have a maid like a machine to clean for
her.
Okay. So like the Jetsons, we said that.
There you go.
Callie Deb says, reminds me of something Doc would have had in Back to the Future.
Yes.
Because didn't he in the beginning, like, wasn't it like, didn't it start like making breakfast or something?
Didn't it start making
the
breakfast?
The machine in the beginning. When it first went to his house.
It was making breakfast. All I have stuck in my head is Gremlins, because his dad was an inventor and he had all these terrible machines.
Which is really funny. All those movies back in the day, the dad was an inventor. Like,
this
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That dude just invented stuff.
Gremlins!
Yeah.
Dad was an inventor. He invented things.
The Goonies. The Asian kid. He just...
Yeah.
What's his name?
Well, I was going to say Short Round, but that's from Indiana Jones. That's Temple of Doom. His name was...
All I remember is Mouth Chunk.
Why can't I think of this? I've got Short Round stuck in my head because we just watched Temple of Doom. I shouldn't go on Jeopardy. I shouldn't go on Pop Culture Jeopardy. I fail.
No, nothing.
Kayla.
Kayla says, shave my legs and open my yogurt containers so I avoid getting splashed with a yogurt explosion. Seriously, so true. Like the, okay, face it away. Or you like put your mouth over it so you're not wasting any yogurt.
That was me yesterday with Dion's.
Really?
The stupid ranch packets.
Did you put your mouth over it?
No.
I was like, gross.
No, but you always like have to face it away from you and very slowly open the ranch packet because you just know.
And it's either going to.
It's going to. And ranch.
It's either not going to do anything at all, or it's going to get everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
that's pretty much
half
that's
of it rips,
genius.
And you just spill.
Genius machine there, Kayla. You invent it, I'll buy it.
True.
Tell us what your machine would do. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Great Awakening.
It's not over.
Let me hear.
Ravish Your Heart.
Dude, that's a great song, bro.
It is really good. However, I can't think of the word ravish without thinking of Moulin Rouge.
Oh, I think of radishes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which radishes make me think of Luna Lovegood.
Static Radio, good morning. It's Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. And we're talking a little bit about... The future.
The future. Actually, the present, because this exists now.
Ah, this is true. David Neble, he's a physicist. He is the inventor of one of the oddest machines of all time. He built an Oreo separator machine. It's entirely based on the dislike of cream and preference for cookie, he says. He called it the OMS, which is, or the OSM, the Oreo separator machine. Doesn't really have a good name for it. But his catchphrases so far, quote, let's get that cream out of there, or this cream's no good, get it off the cookies.
I'd like a longer motto or longer whatever than that. This cream is no good. I'd like someone to please take this cream off of my cookies right now. Thank you.
See, I just, oh man, I'm weird though. I prefer like.
No, me too.
Have you seen the, like the yellow ones?
Ew.
Like the golden ones?
Or do they taste like lemon or?
No.
They're just yellow.
Almost like vanilla, I think.
You know what? That creeps me out. I want the cream just to be white. I don't like the Christmas edition.
You don't like the mint, like the
no,
chocolate covered mint?
It weirds
mint?
Me
oh,
out.
Oh, dude.
Weirds me out.
Here's the thing. I have to eat them as a cookie, like as a sandwich.
Nope.
It's a sandwich cookie.
It's too much.
I can't split it. I can't.
It crumbles.
Yeah.
Too much.
Anyways, this guy, David Nebel, physicist, inventor of the machine, basically invented this machine that has a hatchet that perfectly splits the Oreo in half, scrapes the cream off, discards it, and gives you the two little cookie pieces for the Oreo.
That's cool.
One of the most worthless machines on the planet.
It's also really cool.
Yeah. So we thought we'd ask the question, if you could build a machine to do one mundane task for you, what would your machine do?
Phoebe says, I loathe taking showers because of the time wasted. Perhaps a flash steam cleaner that doesn't scorch your skin. A 5-second clean would be excellent.
See, and I need that in the morning, dude.
Oh, I need the shower.
I had to take a shower.
That time.
It's like, yes, I'm running late. I don't care. I need to take a shower because it will wake me up.
I love that part.
I shall awaken and be refreshed.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey.
Morning.
Hey. So I try to go to your website to find the last song that you just played.
Yeah.
It says, we are sorry, there is no such site.
Did you go to
mystaticradio.com?
Staticradio.com.
Oh, my yes. Static Radio.
Because it's your Static Radio,
it's
bro.
Yours.
It's yours.
So just always be really possessive about this radio
yes.
station.
Yes.
My Static Radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I won't make that mistake again. Hey,
yeah.
One other thing. I emailed you guys like, 2 months ago,
uh-huh.
asking what song played on January 2nd at 5 p.m.
Stop it
right
now. I never
got a response.
On January... Hold on, let me channel back in my mind.
January 2nd. No, here's the thing about the recently played list. It only goes back 24 hours. So if you asked after 24 hours, or if we got the email after 24 hours...
I want to figure this out.
It's probably really difficult for us to check.
How did the song go?
January 22nd?
January
2nd.
Yeah, it was some...
At what time?
It was a girl singer. It sounded like Florence and the Machine, something like that.
Sounded like Florence and
It might have been like Isley, but I didn't recognize the song. I don't know.
And it was at 5 o'clock.
5 p.m. on January 2nd. Can you look it up? Surely you guys have records, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a pretty far back there record. Oh, it's probably Kai Kai.
Okay.
Kai Kai, the song is Knowing This.
All right, I'll check
wow,
it out.
Wow, you're so smart. How
yeah.
do you know this? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's how I do. How about we play some Kai Kai coming up, and if that's not it, then you can just get mad and go, oh, blasted, back to the beginning. So I'll do that.
Man,
all right, man, have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
All right. If I could build a machine, I would build a robot that had a vast, infinite knowledge of every song we've ever played.
Especially...
No matter what, if anybody calls in and says, hey, that one time you played that one song...
About
and
Jesus, he was bleeding. I'm like, yeah, you're going to have to be a bit more specific.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be it. Maybe it'll be Kai.
Amber says, maybe to file her taxes?
Mm.
You can really pay someone to do that.
Yeah, you really can. I can do that. I do my own.
Oh, can you do my taxes?
I owe every year, though, so it's
right.
weird. I don't
no.
know if you want me doing it. I'm just kidding.
So that's why I haven't finished this year. I'm like, I don't want to pay that.
I need a machine right now to heat my home.
Like a real machine.
Yeah.
That works.
Because middle of the night, woke up, and it was like a child-sickle, my poor little baby.
Baby child.
Yeah. So cold. So we went and checked, and somebody's coming to look at it today. But yeah, heater out,
awesome,
gone. There's this thing, like the pad, and the sense this happens.
This, you know what?
I'm the worst at, like, you know, replacing the pad, and
oh, you have to change that out.
Yeah,
every month. Speaking of, we need to do that. No, yeah. Actually, this happened to us last year. Side note, this happened to us last year where the furnace went out, and we're like, dang it, we gotta pay so much money to fix this. We'll fix it tomorrow. And then we're like, okay, well, we have a space heater. We'll just plug this into our room, and we'll just, whatever, we'll deal with that for right now. So our room was really warm, and then all of a sudden, something in the closet, like the light started sparking. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Right.
So we're about to get to bed, and we see sparks flying, like a fire is about to start in our house. And it turns out there was a short in the light, so we had to turn off the breaker, and we couldn't fix it until the morning, because the place where I'd get everything to fix it is closed.
So you got candles.
And so,
and you
turning off
like
no
warriors of old.
I just pretended I was. I pretended like I was camping, because all of a sudden we don't have a gas furnace. We had to turn off the breakers, so the heat, so no electricity.
Mm. You're ruining my warrior, like Viking story.
There were no candles involved. So beat that.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It was freezing.
Sorry.
Literally, it was winter last year. It was freezing.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what your mundane machine would do.
Jennifer says, maybe she's a teacher. She says, grade written papers, even ones with bad handwriting.
There you go.
Maybe she's a teacher?
Yeah. Well, no, she just enjoys grading papers on the side. Really? Really? That's a question?
Okay. I would hang out with my sister, she is a teacher, and I really enjoyed grading papers. So maybe she does enjoy
grading
papers.
There you go. Then she doesn't need a machine. Just go help her.
Okay. It's fun. It's cute. Okay. Unless they're like not
there
trying.
There you go.
And you're like, what was this?
Problem solved, Jennifer. I am going to subcontract out my co-host, and she's...
Oh, you're not getting paid for it.
What?
It's just me.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, just talking about machines.
Oh, okay. Hey, Steve, I was thinking, do you have someone that fixes, that you can have, that's going to be able to fix your heater?
Yes?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I do that, but I was just asking.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on the line then. I'm going to put you on hold.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Sir.
Yeah. Because I really don't. I was going to just, you know, wing it. You can wing that stuff, right?
Sure.
All right. Static. Okay, fine.
Jed says, drive me around and cook for me and knows how to make a Mountain Dew for me.
Make a Mountain Dew?
Apparently making Mountain Dew.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be all right.
All right.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. All that stuff.
What would your machine do? Dave the Drummer Dave says, fold the laundry.
Oh my gosh, I actually really enjoy that. So
you enjoy folding laundry? I am going to subcontract you out for everything.
It's soothing.
I'm making money.
But you know what? I enjoy folding laundry. Hate putting it away.
Ah. There
hate
you go.
Putting away the laundry.
Yeah.
And so inevitably,
I usually go in the bedroom and there will be tons of laundry folded on our bed.
Inevitably, what happens exactly? No, it's on my bed. Mm. And then I leave it out and I don't shut the door before I leave. And I'm like, oh, I got to wash all my laundry again because my cat slept on it.
Ugh.
And so I just wash all the
That's
laundry three times.
That's why you don't need a cat. That's why you don't need a cat.
Yeah, get rid of the cat.
It is just before 8 o'clock. Talking about the crazy machine. Hey, look at you prepared.
I'm not yet.
Time now for traffic.
There is road construction, Montana Road, northwest, east at 2nd Street, if that makes any sense. Good. I don't know if I wouldn't be able to understand any of that. Road construction, roadways reduced to one lane, Unser at I-40. Apparently it's been like that forever and will probably be like that forever. Road construction, the left lane is closed. Manal between Morris and Wantabo, and that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports, 4001 Assumption Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. What are you doing? Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. My wife just texted after Dave the Drummer Dave and said fold laundry as well.
I can fold the laundry.
I know. I'm
putting
just thinking,
it away.
Work wife, meet real wife.
Well, we've met before.
You could fold the laundry. Would that be weird, folding my laundry?
You know, I mean, I know what boxers you
think
look like.
You think you like folding laundry.
Under stuff.
You should come to a house where there are four boys. Yes. Lots of boys.
Hey, guess what?
Huh.
I used to live in a house and babysit for four boys.
Oh, yes. Subcontract.
Got this.
Dude, we'll pay you in Oreos.
No, I don't want Oreos.
We'll pay you in Reese's Pieces.
I like Reese's Pieces.
Really?
Yes.
Done. Shake on it. Yes. Fold
is this
the
like the whole painting
we found
house
it.
Deal thing too?
We found it.
Okay.
Yes, pretty cool. much. Coming right back, we got some Kai Kai and hope it's the song from January 2nd, 2013 at 5
p.m.
Yes.
We'll find out. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Come Wind is the band. Song called Sleep. Static Radio. Good morning. Kicking
good
off
morning.
Your 8 o'clock hour.
Hey.
Steve Owen Mitch.
It's about time.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing all right.
Celeste just got to work.
She's tired.
She is tired. You guys.
We experienced a Lobo game for the first time in our lives.
I almost feel like we need to have her in here for this.
Do you think she'll be okay with it? Like if I pull her in right now?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. Celeste!
Bruh!
Celeste! Oh, it's okay. The UNM Lobo fight song is playing. Ready?
Go!
Lobos!
Good morning.
She has a headache.
How you feeling?
Very tired.
And nobody can hear you.
I'm very tired.
Speak up.
I'm very tired.
Celeste does afternoons, 2 to 6 every single weekday.
I got up like 20 minutes ago.
Hey, she got up early because she had to come in for KNKT and get everything ready.
I know, I actually
ready.
Had to get here earlier.
I'm
early,
sorry.
Early.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Because guess who made me talk on KNKT today?
This guy.
You punk.
Ugh. I tried to use an excuse to not.
Yeah.
Like, Celeste doesn't have to. Why do I have
Anytime,
to?
Anytime, I will be your excuse.
Okay.
Just throw my name in there for anything.
So last night, the UNM Lobos took on San Diego State University in the Pit, men's basketball, and you guys went.
We did.
We did. And we didn't jinx the game like you were saying we would.
I didn't say you were going to. I just said that if they lost, you guys were fired from ever, ever going to the Pit ever again when the men's basketball team played.
We were freaked out about that for a long time.
Yeah. if they were not 10 ahead, which most of the time they weren't because
they
it was
did
a really.
Good.
They did a really good job. Most of the time we were ahead, but not that far. Not far enough for safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, every time they would score, we were jumping out of our seats. Like, yes, oh my gosh.
See, it just brought intensity and excitement to the game for you guys.
But you guys know what I stopped doing, and Celeste can vouch, because every single time I'm like, that didn't work, I'm not doing it again.
Not for Michelle.
Every time I did it, they made the free throw. Yeah, so I would
you.
Just stop.
They did
you
have those
the terminology.
Free throws down pretty good.
I'm proud of you guys.
We're not going to pretend like we're pros. That was our first Lobo game.
Yeah, Lobo men's basketball.
Good.
You guys, good job. You picked a good game to go to
good
for
job,
your
Mitch.
First game.
Yeah.
Good job,
number
us.
14 ranked UNM. Oh, I'm
I
so
feel
stoked.
Like San Diego State wasn't really trying that hard.
Oh, they were trying.
No, well, at first it was like it felt like they were just like giving these points to us,
yeah.
And then they're like, "Oh, we got this,
like,
we got
okay.
this."
Yeah, at some point in the last like 10 minutes, then they're gonna be like, "Okay, now we're really gonna play, guys." But then they didn't,
and then all of a sudden the game was over,
and then it was like, yeah.
"We won! We won! Wait, we won!"
All right. Favorite moment, Celeste, go.
Oh, no, you can't. Start with Mitch.
Favorite moment, Mitch, go.
My favorite moment, okay, this is crazy. And if you weren't watching, you didn't see it happen.
Okay.
So there's this one part, there was this crazy play, and then all of a sudden, the ball was like flying through the air to go out of bounds.
Uh huh.
And then, get this, number 21.
Uh huh.
Tony Snell.
Nice! Dude!
Thank you.
Uh huh.
He is like. Like running
uh-huh.
through, and he kind of jumps out of bounds, sort of,
uh-huh.
and he like wraps himself around the little hoop part,
like
or like the little what is it the back.
You're doing
the
well
sand,
so far.
The sand. Uh-huh. He wraps himself around that, and he hits the ball back into bounds, and
okay.
then one of the other Lobos catches it, and they dribble it across the court in like four strides, and
yep.
then bam, basket.
Yeah.
Slam dunk.
He
goal.
Was like a Matrix ninja.
Goal.
He was like in the
goal.
Air.
Goal. Nice.
At one point, I think we said something about halftime, and I was like, I don't think it's called halftime.
Yeah, it's called halftime.
Is it?
Yeah, there's two halves.
It's called intermission.
It's not intermission.
Basketball is...
Because the players have to go to the dressing room. And, no. It's halftime.
Get into character.
You're right. There's two halves. Mm-hmm. Two 20-minute halves. Halftime.
You don't have to make us feel better. You can just say we're outright wrong.
No, you're right. It's halftime. I'm being serious. Just because, you know,
I'm
like...
I'm not going to be offended. It's okay.
Black Eyed Peas didn't play at halftime. It's still halftime.
Okay, so back to my story. So so after he makes this slam dunk or whatever it was, just like whatever he did, I don't know if it was a layup, I don't know, it made it into the basket.
People started doing cartwheels in the stands, people went crazy.
Ooh, people, like, all of a sudden, like, my ears started ringing, and I heard it falling asleep, because it was it was like one of those ones where it stayed with you until this morning.
Wow.
Because it was so loud.
Yes!
Nice.
That's a bit. That's a good moment.
That's my favorite moment.
I felt like I was there.
Yeah?
I don't have CBS Sports or whatever channel it was on, so I was listening to the game.
He was
on
watching our Instagrams.
Yeah. Radio style, old school. What about you?
Okay, so I'm going to disappoint you because...
That's okay.
I'm not super sporty. Like, yeah, and then he slam dunked it because they did that.
Whatever
a lot.
She
it
said
awesome.
Made a basket and you said slam dunked. You got the terminology
like,
right. Good job,
the ball went through that little net thing.
I could crochet that. Yeah.
I'm going to.
It was actually a thing with the other team that I was like, wow, because, okay, I don't know the players, okay?
That's okay.
Like, the black team that was wearing black hit the white team, which was us, or we were wearing gray.
We were wearing gray.
We were far
Maybe
away.
Maybe it was silver.
So anyway, they both like hit each other and collided and like both fell on the court. And then, funnily enough, San Diego State player was the one that showed the sportsmanship and like helped the other guy up. And our guy was just like, didn't even look at him, took his hand and then just walked the other way. I was like,
and
wow.
That was your favorite moment?
Sportsmanship.
Ah,
even though
yes.
they were losing, I was like, you know what, San Diego State, I know you're ranked one above us. I know you're losing right now.
They're
but
not
that was
ranked
great.
Above
not
us.
More.
We are the best.
At
now
the
we're the
moment,
best.
Moment,
we're the
they
best.
Were.
Okay,
so,
and so here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Celeste had a really hard time booing the other team.
I could not do it.
You don't have to boo the other team.
Everyone
you just
else
cheer
was.
The elbows. Well, yeah. I mean,
everybody was.
And
booing.
Then they started saying things that we cannot say.
Oh no, we cannot say that on
the
air.
The crowd was chanting things that we could not say.
I was like, did they just say?
We're like, yeah. They can't say that.
We've been in our little static bubble for too long.
So there you go.
We need to get out more, Mitch.
Celeste, Mitch, at their first Lobo game last night.
Experienced it.
UNM Lobos, men's basketball versus San Diego State.
Oh.
Proud of you guys.
Lesson learned. You cannot cheer for them if they make a basket after someone blows the whistle, because that means it doesn't count.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that kept happening. I don't know what's going on. I was like, it went in. Like,
what happened? Why
were people around you at least explaining, like, well, there was a foul on the play? And
No, our little section was all quiet. Like,
yeah.
Oh, really?
They weren't very loud. It was mostly
wasn't
just
wasn't Darren there? He wasn't explaining anything to you?
No.
Oh.
No, but we were the only ones in our little section doing this for free throws.
Ah, good job.
Ready?
Proud
ready?
Of you guys.
When they make it,
woof.
Yeah,
okay.
That was
good so job.
We're going to do that more. Just saying.
Good job. There's only one more home game for the Lobos.
And we're not going.
Senior day. That's this Saturday.
We got that game. So
there you go.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys got San Diego State.
So cool.
You guys got a good game.
It's not a state.
Lobos.
Oh, yeah, that was a sign in the crowd.
So I've heard. It's amazing.
Like Albuquerque State University.
There you go.
Let's start it. That doesn't make sense.
ASU.
So congratulations, Lobos men's basketball team. Once again, proving victorious. Mm. We play Wyoming on Saturday, and I'm really, really excited. Yep. There
excited
it is.
Too. Wyoming right. is a state.
Wyoming so is a state.
Okay.
But they're not
yeah.
called Wyoming State. They're just called Wyoming.
See?
Why?
What
this doesn't
here?
Make any sense.
What do you mean? We're just New Mexico.
Well,
University
we,
of New Mexico.
We did it right.
We're not New Mexico State.
Right.
Which
yeah.
still
that
makes sense.
NMSU does exist.
Yeah. Yeah. Because New Mexico is a state. Yeah.
Yes.
Good job, you guys.
New Mexico State University. Morning
so
show.
So proud of you guys right now.
I am learning so much. Oh, my God.
All right. There it is.
Turn off my mic.
All right. Well, it is 8:13 now. We got to take care of traffic real quick.
And I will let you know what's going on as soon as the page loads.
I know traffic is terrible on Paseo going east or westbound. Eastbound. Man.
Eastbound. It's really backed
See?
Up.
I'm backwards.
Yes.
Eastbound Paseo is really backed up. There was an accident on Paseo in Jefferson. Clay just called. He was stuck in that traffic. It is at a standstill. Take Montaño instead, which is probably pretty backed up at this point since everybody else is doing the same thing.
It looks like the roadway is still reduced and will continue to be reduced to one lane at Unserd I-40, and it's pretty backed up there as well. And honestly, that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. 3669. And ladies, glad you guys enjoyed the b-ball game last night.
Thanks for letting us go.
Good stuff.
Grudgingly let us take tickets.
Yeah, I'm so glad they won.
In honor of my amazing mustache, I'm going to play the lone bellow right now because it kind of fits.
Yeah, but you don't have green eyes or a heart of gold.
True story.
I have green eyes.
You have green eyes, but my heart is
darkness. And I have a heart of gold. Yes.
This works.
Coming up, Clay Schrott from the Aspen Project will be joining us right now. It's The Lone Bellow, one of the most requested songs on Static, and it's one of the most country songs on Static.
I don't want to think about it.
It's unreal.
People. I don't want to think about it.
But here it is, by request. See you on Mitch and Celeste.
Static Radio?
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
That's right. Static Radio, good morning. Just heard from All Sons and Daughters. Oh, How I Need You.
It's a good song.
You find that on their The Longing record.
The record called The Longing.
There you go. Steve-O and Mitch, welcome to it. Clay, joining us at some point.
Maybe.
Traffic is terrible right now on Paseo.
Really bad.
FYI. Accident, Paseo and Jefferson. I believe they've cleaned it up, but you know what happens.
What is it, the Gaper's Delay?
Gaper's Delay.
Everybody who just wants to see.
It's Rapper's Delight. It's Rapper's Delight.
No, that's
hip hop. The hippie to the hippie. Yes.
Hip hop.
No?
Don't stop.
All right.
Okay.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater gonna be joining us for Theology Thursday.
That's right.
I'm very excited. Speaking of Knob Hill.
University area.
Yeah, we were talking about this this week actually. Chick-fil-A been on the hot seat after a student group voted to get rid of the restaurant in the sub. They said that it was making its very presence, quote unquote, here we go, its very presence made gay students feel unsafe, end quote.
Is it bad that I
they wanted to make it? No, they wanted to make it safer for minority students, and so yeah. Unbelievable. The student group voted to kick the restaurant off campus, and we had one gentleman call and say, you know, they don't really have any authority. That was their recommendation. Right. 85% of the students who were polled
said
let's keep it. Who cares? But it still made it to a vote because I guess people were expressing their unsafeness. I don't know.
Okay.
The Michaela Ortiz of the Associated Students of UNM said, quote, students started expressing to me they felt unsafe to go into their own campus union building. When they said they felt uncomfortable on campus, I felt it was an issue I should bring up. So she sponsored a resolution to boot said food vendor, i.e. Chick-fil-A, off the university's campus. Last week, the Student Senate passed the resolution and asked the sub-board to make Chick-fil-A peace out.
And they didn't.
That's right. Wednesday, it went to a vote, and the vote allows the eatery to remain on campus. Good job, UNM!
Yes.
Good job!
Oh. So proud. So proud. I think what everyone just needed was some time, because as soon as this all blew up, people were either angry that people were angry, or people were just plain angry.
And I think I was more angry because people were saying they felt unsafe because a chicken eatery was on campus.
Right, exactly. So you're angry because people were angry about that. Like, what? Are you kidding me? Are you thinking? So it's needed some time to simmer down.
Yeah, KRQE talked to a few of the students, and Brittany Arneson, student against having Chick-fil-A on campus, said, quote, please look at this from a moral standpoint. Look at the kids that are here that are telling you, I do not feel safe on this campus anymore.
What?
They say that the bags, Chick-fil-A bags, have become a symbol of hate. They say that seeing professors and students carrying them on campus makes them uncomfortable and fearful of retaliation because of their lifestyle. Over a fast food bag!
Yeah, it's not Chick-fil-A that's making them feel like that. It's people who are speaking.
Yeah.
Maybe on Chick-fil-A's behalf, but not really Chick-fil-A's behalf, just on their own.
There you go. Well, it went to a vote. Yesterday, the vote was 8-3 in favor of Chick-fil-A staying on UNM campus. So those voting said they had different opinions, but a big reason
Many voted to keep the chicken vendor was due to the restaurant still being under contract. They say it would cost too much to kick Chick-fil-A out. But, yeah, Chick-fil-A, the third most profitable vendor in the sub. So even though the resolution passed the Senate, student Senate last week when we talked about it, the majority of students surveyed wanted the restaurant to stick around. And that, of course, factored into the board's decision as well. So good job, UNM. Good job keeping it there.
Oh.
Am I an advocate of Chick-fil-A? No. Am I the biggest fan of their chicken nuggets? No.
No, actually. Not at all. Actually.
But I am all for people being able to say what they will and eat where they will. And it's just ridiculous.
A few days ago, we touched on this very same topic, and we posted something on our Facebook, a story between Dan Caffey and one of the head members of the LGBT.
Yeah, who actually started Campus Pride.
Yes, he started Campus Pride. He is a spokesperson for LGBT, and he was all for getting Chick-fil-A outed.
Off of campuses.
Off campus,
yeah, he was trying really hard to get Chick-fil-A's on campuses everywhere booted, and it was amazing because since then he has
become really good friends with Dan Caffey.
Yeah, yeah.
And no longer stands for that.
Great article. You can find it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Moving right along to our dear friend, Clay Schroff. Welcome to the show.
Hi there.
Good morning. Hey, I'm a little mad at you guys.
Why?
Because you guys did not send the static radio helicopter to come get me today.
Sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
Here's the thing. That fuel costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Also, that doesn't exist.
Also, we don't have a helicopter.
We don't have a helicopter.
So sorry about that.
Yeah.
What a traffic jam.
Yeah. Accident on Paseo and Jefferson. And I know Paseo is just super backed up eastbound coming from the west side. Anyways.
It's good, though. It allowed me to listen to static radio all the way in.
Yeah, there you go.
So what did you learn this morning from us?
You know what? I learned that I think that Chick-fil-A is not an assault restaurant, and I don't think anyone needs to be afraid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited that UNM voted to keep it there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not because I'm a super fan of the restaurant, just for the simple fact that it was one of the most ridiculous arguments to me to get rid of this eatery. Because people were fearful of a food place. I don't get it. I don't get that.
I don't think it's real. And I think anytime you stand for what you believe to be true, I think others will stand against you.
Yeah. So speaking of the Aspen Project, you guys go out to different areas. One of those areas being outside of abortion clinics.
What an amazing time we've had.
Yeah.
We've actually had great reports. Some of our dear, dear friends have had two young ladies. Let me tell you this cool story. So Jennifer Brissett came up with this idea to come up with gifts for the women who are going in or coming out.
All right.
And that means even if they've already had an abortion, they want to give them this little gift. And it has stuff like for your nails. And I don't know everything that's in it, but it has a lot of informational stuff.
Right.
Two women yesterday or the day before, and I'm sorry I don't have my day straight, but after getting these packets, went into the abortion clinic and decided not to get their abortions.
Aww.
Came out, got to talk with the ladies. They prayed with them. And
those are two lives saved.
Yeah. Two lives.
That's
four lives.
Four.
Maybe more.
Yeah, true.
Mm. Whole generation afterwards. So what a praise report.
That's
and these
amazing.
Women are out there. And the men, of course, but mostly the women. And they're giving these women gifts and letting them know, we love you. Mm-hmm. And now they've already had an abortion. They come out and we give them a gift, or they give them a gift and they say, we still love you.
Yeah.
What an amazing time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding. I love it. And every time you come in and we talk about something like this, being outside of an abortion clinic or something, I know that the immediate thought are the people with the signs filled with hate, throwing things, just being jerks, if you will, but that's not the mission, that's not the approach of the Aspen Project. You guys,
the high school ministry here at Calvary invited us to speak. Now, the day that we spoke, the junior high actually was there because their pastor was gone, so there was a bunch of kids.
Velocity and Vertical.
Velocity and Vertical. Thank you. And so we got to share what we're doing out there, and then they had these huge banners at the back of the class, or the back of the area we were talking in, and the kids got to write what they would want on their signs. So we're getting them printed, and the 22nd of March, We're all between 3:30 and 5. We're going to stand at the late term abortion clinic. So stay tuned for that.
All right.
So I'm super stoked, and it's stuff that it's loving signs,
mm-hmm. which
you
know, is
it
great.
Says
yeah.
that God loves you.
I love the phrase that you coined that I'm keeping
you say
forever.
All the time now.
Yes, I say it all the time. Don't carry a sign that God would beat you with, because more often than not, the signs are just filled with hate and they're filled with stupidity, and it's something that Christ is probably embarrassed, going, "I'm not a part of this. Why is my name on this?"
Well, you know what that picture's in my mind and where that came from is, remember when Jesus sat there and he made a whip and he's outside his father's house? Now, he's never done that with people that didn't claim to be, in today's world, to be considered Christians. And that day it was the Jewish community. And so when he went through and whipped them, it was because they were claiming to be of God and they weren't. And we as a Christian community cannot stand outside an abortion clinic or anywhere. We can't stand in Chick-fil-A and hold up signs that say anything that Christ himself wouldn't say.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he came here and died for the people that we're condemning.
Yeah.
Really? We're not going to stand with Christ? Because that's where I'm standing.
Yeah, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 4. And I agree with you 100%. I love when you come in. It's an encouragement. And yeah, just one of those reminders that we are definitely called to... Man, share that love of Christ. People need hope. They need redemption. They need restoration. And a lot of times people going into those situations are broken. They're confused. They don't know what to do. They are most times going alone because no one else will go with them.
Well, you know what? A lot of times, and I don't think listeners know this, they're being brought by a boyfriend or a husband or a parent or a relative that is making the decision for the girl.
We just had a story. I pulled it, and I don't know what I did with it, but a 16-year-old girl, was it Texas last week?
You know, I'm not 100% sure.
Won a court case because her parents were trying to force her.
Mm.
16-year-old girl trying to force her into an abortion, and she took them to court, and she won because she wanted to keep the child. The parents were trying to... truly force her into having an abortion, and it was something she obviously did not agree with, did not want. They said, "Well, you're a stupid kid. What do you know? You're getting an abortion." She fought it. She took her own parents to court, and she won. And that was a good mm-hmm. victory and a good reminder that kiddos, if you're listening, I mean, if you're battling this, and you're right, these people that quote unquote love you, telling you, "Hey, you need to do this. This is going to ruin your life. It's going to change your life forever. You gotta get rid of this."
And some people legitimately think that what they're doing is for the best.
Yeah, and I like these parents. Mm-hmm. And so this 16-year-old took her parents to court, and she won. And she's going to be able to have this child. And I thought it was a huge victory in Texas.
That's awesome.
Yeah, for the 16-year-old girl. It's just dumbfounding to me that it was the girl who wanted to keep the child and the parents who were pushing her to have the abortion. Just one of those reality checks.
It happens more than you think.
Yeah.
And a lot of times within the Christian community, the people who are listening to this station feel that they cannot go to their church and be open and honest. So instead, they want to cover it and bury it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that you'll never bury it from yourself.
Yeah.
Or from God.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Aspen Project, you can find out more information on what goes on there at aspenproject.org. You can also give Clay a call, 410-4460. That's 410-4460. And, man.
I'm going off to work. Hey, if anyone is in the fashion industry, we are getting ready to launch a Zoe project, which we'll talk about more in the future.
Okay.
But I need people, I need mannequins, and I need clothing racks on a very high-end level. And if you have connections with fashion industry, give me a call as well. It's going to be very exciting what we're doing.
410-4460 is where you can reach you.
410-4460.
There you go. Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project, and we'll post the details at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dude, thanks for enduring all the traffic and chaos and craziness.
No, thanks for being on the air, because it was pretty awesome coming in.
There you go. All right. Keeping it going right now. Latest from the digital age. It's members of David Crowder band, Sans Crowder.
Yeah, so they...
Check it out.
Really.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Unfair. Unfair. Not fair.
Go ahead.
Things are happening on the road. People are driving. Watch out. That's your look at traffic.
Wow, really?
No, I guess I can actually do this.
Paseo eastbound, pretty backed up still?
Pretty backed up. Not as bad, but it's it's still, people are still looking at traffic accidents and stuff, so it's going to take a while. Road construction, the Montaña Road Northwest East at 2nd is backed up because there's construction. And I'm not doing a good job. Can I start over?
No.
Can I start over?
Wow. All right. Traffic take two.
Okay, the Rose Road construction reduced to one lane unser at I-40. There is also construction work. Left lane is closed. Lead Avenue West at Broadway. There is backup on Paseo del, Paseo del Norte. And
eastbound.
Eastbound because there was an accident.
On Paseo
and still a little bit, backed up, but it's cleaned up now.
There you go.
So just be careful, y'all. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Coming up at 9 o'clock. Any way you
want it. That's the way you need it. Any way you want it. Ready? Oh. Don't stop.
Ah, yes.
Believing.
The man of the hour, Jarrett.
Hold on to
Yo.
That feeling.
Pastor Jarrett Petro from Calvary, Knob Hill in the Lobo Theater. Hailing from San Francisco, just like this band.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I wish I could say I could take credit for this. This is all Stever.
That is.
Steve Ryman was like, hey.
Here's your theme song.
Here's a Journey. Montage of Journey.
Rocking it.
For Pastor Jarrett.
Although they do predate me.
Yeah.
I'm not that old.
It's okay.
But they are from the Bay Area.
They are from the Bay Area. As are you. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Theology Thursday, and last week got kind of intense. I got a few things to talk about this morning, actually.
Good.
I'm going to talk a little bit about Christianity and humor.
Nice.
Which is always fun to talk about, especially on this here morning show. Also, some things going on in schools right now with dress codes and whatnot. So we're going to talk a little bit about both of those things coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
But right now, what we're talking about at this moment is the fact that you have a mustache, and that's the first thing you commented on.
Yeah, true story.
So
let's be honest.
Let's talk about?
Yeah, you're sporting a clean mustache there.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you. Please,
If you could see Steve-O right now, he has it with wax at the tips.
I really do.
It's sweet. It's even.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please continue encouraging me.
It looks, good.
We went to small group last night, and my wife's like, no. She's not a super fan yet.
Mm-hmm.
It'll grow on her.
Yeah.
But actually, literally, it'll grow on me. But so we went to small group, and like we walked in, everybody's like, "Yes!"
She's
mostly
like, no!
Dudes. Mostly dudes. Let's be honest. Dudes who were like, "Yes, that's manly right there. It's a mustache of manly madness, mustache." And most girls were like, "Ew,
gross."
But you know, got the mustache wax going.
Well, you're sporting it really well, so it's good deal.
Yeah, you're gonna break out though because of all that.
Thanks.
Stuff.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I think. Now, what kind of wax are you using on it?
I don't know. Just some generic mustache wax. Mm-hmm. It was like $3. And so I've learned through watching all these YouTube videos of proper care and taking care of your mustache.
The Thebes.
Yes. That I should be using a little better stuff.
And
dude, it can be expensive and very hipsterly.
Oh, yeah.
If I do so.
I think surf wax would do it. It would do the job.
Oh, that would talk
and, you know,
about
as we
like,
talked
hurting
about
my face.
Is surf wax like wax for your hair while you're surfing?
No, dude, it's for your surfboard. You like wax your board to get. Come on.
Okay, honest. I've only surfed once in my entire life, and
just watch.
Wasn't that good?
Watch Point Break. That's how they first find out the ex-presidents are surfers.
Okay.
Because of the carnauba wax that is left on the counter when he scuffs going over after they're robbing a bank. I'm just saying.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
One of the greatest movies of
all time. I'm not watching that movie ever.
Come on!
Yeah, Keanu Reeves is in that movie.
Yeah.
I'm not watching it.
All right.
Not watching it.
She's not a Keanu Reeves fan.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not really either. I'm on Mitch's side with this one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Guys are killing me.
Not a very good actor.
Nope.
Sorry.
Not an actor, actually.
Just saying.
That's really just him.
Really?
That's right. That's
fun. We got to take a quick break, but coming up, 9 o'clock hour, Theology Thursday with Pastor Jarrett. He knows stuff about Bible stuff, doesn't know stuff about acting, apparently, because Keanu Reeves
is not an actor.
Brilliant.
I can't trust anything you say anymore.
Coming right back with Theology Thursday. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Carol Hood. A song called Violence.
This is the very long ending.
Ah, yes. So ominous. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy 9 o'clock hour. That's right.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Our dear friend, Pastor Jarrett.
Yeah.
Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. Also, you know, San Franciscan. I look like an original San Franciscan.
You do.
Huh?
You do.
I look like one of the dudes that was there first. Coronado. No, what are those guys? The conquistadors? Did they ever go to San Francisco?
You do look like a conquistador, especially with your mustache like that.
Yes.
Sweet,
awesome,
man.
Or the
village people, either
way.
Oh,
man. I was going to make that joke and I didn't know if I should.
Good stuff.
Oh, come on.
I was going to make the same joke.
It's terrible. That is terrible.
It's actually really funny.
So it is Thursday, and Pastor Jarrett in studio, we rock this thing called Theology Thursday. And how's it going, buddy?
It's going great.
Yeah?
Yeah, truly.
Things Thank down you. at the hill going well?
They're going great. You know what's cool about it is that each week there's just groups of people that are, you know, new, checking it out. I think as a multi-site campus, they're, you know, interested. And it's good. People are getting saved. I mean, it's killer.
Love it. It's awesome. It happens every single Sunday.
Yes.
At
11 o'clock.
Yep.
Not 11:15.
Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. Come hang out. Check it out. Pastor Skip,
you can come early.
Rocking the service. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, hang out.
I always see pictures from Calvary Knob Hill on Sundays, and I'm really sad that I'm not there.
Yeah. Well, you should go.
There I
you
should.
Go. You except you're here working, so that doesn't work out for you. Sorry. Sorry, bro.
Thanks for the cover.
At some point.
So I'm not going to be there.
Well, that's true.
I know. It's very true.
She works 6 days a week?
Yeah. You guys get up early.
True.
True story. True story.
A little too early.
So, Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. I want to talk about some things this morning for Theology Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I found this story, and it's a New Jersey judge. He's a municipal court judge. His name is Vince Cesari.
He's so sorry.
Wow. Really? Really? That was a terrible joke.
He's Cesari.
Yeah. He is going before the New Jersey Supreme Court this week because he is a part-time municipal court judge, and he also has another paying gig as a stand-up comic. He performs under the name Vince August. He said in court filings he's always kept his identity as a South Hackensack municipal court judge separate, never a mention in either profession of the other. And yet, he has to go before the Supreme Court and argue his case, as it were. He was told by committee members that they were concerned that, quote, content of his comedy routine could give rise to an appearance of bias, partiality, or impropriety, or otherwise negatively affect the dignity of the judiciary. So he is going to fight this 2008 State Ethics Committee ruling that he cannot work as a paid entertainer. He cannot be a stand-up comic because he's a judge, and the two just don't work out. Comedy and judgery.
Well, they haven't heard Static Radio yet.
Yeah. So this guy, I guess, says he got hooked on stand-up comedy as a young boy after watching Richard Pryor, and he's always wanted to be a comic. He started working at it. And yet, at the same time, was working his way through law. He practiced law at the same time. He did comedy. He wasn't sure which one would turn into the side job. So he kept at it with both of them. In fact, he makes hundreds of stand-up comedy appearances a year on stage, network television. He was a warm-up for Comedy Central audiences. He's been in film. He's a member of the Screen Actors Guild and other professional performers' unions. But the committee cites rules that judges may hold outside positions, including gigs as musicians, as long as they don't get paid, as long as they don't play at casinos, political events, or in scenarios that could present a conflict of interest, which they say is happening right now. A municipal court judge may not appear in a television commercial for shredded wheat, end quote, is what they said. He takes this very seriously, but it got me to thinking about something, because here's this guy, he's a judge, judges have a very high authority, if you will. You know, you walk into
standards.
A courtroom. Yeah, you well, you walk into a courtroom and
you take them seriously.
It doesn't matter if you got a parking ticket or whatnot. You walk in and it's like, dude, that's the judge.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. All rise. The judge comes in.
I've
it's
seen
very
judge
serious.
Judy. I know how this works.
Wow.
You salute.
Wow. So then the judge comes in, he sits down, everybody sits down. There's this authority that's there. And so I guess I kind of understand, but at the same time, this guy is a human being. He also is a stand-up
sure.
comic, which got me to thinking about Christianity and Christians. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. you know, we do get emails around these parts.
Yes, right around this little computer area.
Yeah. Studio at mystaticradio.com, by the way, if you'd like to chime in or, you know, thoughts at any given time. But we do get emails and, mm-hmm. and sometimes people do not like our humor, don't like our jokes, mm-hmm. don't like because as Christians we're to carry ourselves differently. We are in the world, we're not of the world, we have to adhere to a different moral standard, so therefore we cannot be humorous, the sarcasm has no place in Christianity type thing. And it's a yeah. regular occurrence, unfortunately. So I wanted to kick off Theology Thursday this way and talk a little bit about Christianity and humor. Can they work? Do they go hand in hand? How do you balance the two mm-hmm. out? Because, you know, I think part of the problem is people think when they hear Christianity, they think hypocrites. Yes, they mm-hmm. think stuffy people. People who can't take a joke, people who are very serious, you know, yeah. ooh, we got to be very serious all the time. And so after I saw this judge who has to go before the, you know, the Supreme Court to fight for his case as to why he's allowed to be humorous, mm-hmm. it reminded me of our case as Christians. Are we? Let me ask you that. Are we allowed to be humorous?
You know, I think without a doubt. I mean, I think about how God created man. And woman, you think about just his creation, he's embedded us with, you know, every single emotion. I mean, you yeah. think about, I mean, that's God given. Is God lenient towards one thing and towards another? I think there is a balance.
Yeah.
I think in this judge's case, I see the point in one, yeah. one level that it would seem contradictive that he
right.
would, you know, speak on one platform and have that kind of authority to send people set him free or send him to jail.
Yeah.
You got to think how many prisoners are listening to this judge. I would think, man, his life would be in danger. Generally,
right.
a judge, after they don't really they
go kinda, out.
Yeah. He's going right. to be. And then, you know, but also I see this guy has got to, you know, he's using his gift he feels of stand up comedy. I mean, I don't think anything's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, just within the parameters of. You know, as for a Christian now, I would say, of course, there needs to be a sense of humor, but there is a fine line when you cross over.
Right.
You know.
Right. I wouldn't necessarily say we should go on like Family Guy as voice actors.
Sure.
And
no, Seth MacFarlane has that covered.
Yeah. Yes, he does. He does. But I think a lot of times, you know, we talk about things and humor mm-hmm. having a part or not a part in it. What does the Bible have to say?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this a little earlier, and I was thinking of Matthew chapter 12 talks about this, and it's interesting because Jesus, he talks about if a good tree bears good fruit and a bad tree bears bad fruit, it's in its nature. And of course, then, but at the tail end of this parable, he begins to say, but I say to you that for every idle word that men speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. Mm-hmm. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you think about that. But again, Jesus, prior to this in context, was talking about, you know, he said, you could say anything about me, but if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit,
right.
it's a whole nother thing. So, you know, again, I don't want to get next to that line. It's almost like, it's just... There is a balance, but, you know, oftentimes humor dives into, it can into, you know, being coarse jesting as the Bible talks about. And I think it's a personal conviction of the Holy Spirit. I
yeah.
think, you know, I think we should laugh more, actually. You know what I'm saying?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Oh, man, God has given it to us.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, yeah. we're called in Philippians to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice.
Absolutely.
And yet, I think a lot of times we kind of have to present ourselves stoic, mm-hmm. stuffy. We can't joke. Thebes out in California just chimed in and said, is a talking donkey not humorous? And it's true. You know, I think there are times in Scripture, one of my...
One of my favorites. And I'm a sarcastic dude. I got to be honest. I'm quite sarcastic. I don't know if you noticed
that. You didn't say that.
I know.
I don't believe it.
But I remember Paul, and he's confronting these heretical fools, if you will, who are, you know, preaching a gospel different to the one that he is preaching. And it was a gospel that you had to be circumcised. You have to be circumcised to be saved. If you're not circumcised, you're not saved, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, Paul finally to these people who are preaching idiocies, turn them, you know what, dude? I wish you would just go the whole way and castrate yourself, bro.
Yeah.
And I think of that moment and the people standing around as Paul, Paul, writer of 2/3 of the New Testament, you know, this is Paul of high stature and authority, saying, you know what, bro? I just wish you'd go castrate yourself. I gotta be honest. All this circumcision talk, I wish you'd just go the rest of the way. Whoops! And just go for it, bro. And, I just can't imagine the people standing around him as he says this to this group of false prophets, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's quite sarcastic.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, I think, Paul made that clear. And, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, when we read the Bible, I think even in the Gospels, when we look at that, you know, we have words on a page that we read. We know it's alive, it's powerful, the Word of God. Yeah. But we miss, I think, and I would say this as a pastor, when we teach the Bible, one of the key things I think is missing is the tone of how it was spoken.
Right.
That, the mood, the tone, and I'm sure throughout, I mean, Jesus was even very sarcastic against the Pharisees. He said, you whitewash tombs. And of course, there was righteous anger. But there are many times where Jesus is like, oh, you think you have, you know, life in this, but, you know, search the scriptures, they speak of me. It all speaks of me.
Right.
And I don't know necessarily if Jesus said that with a smile on his face,
right,
or he was really angry, you know
right.
what I mean? But
right.
it has the intention that, of course, there was some sarcasm in there, but also with a righteous anger. So I think there is definitely, absolutely, place for humor, all that, without a doubt.
Now, off air, we were talking about it, and as we were getting ready to go on, talking about Ephesians, because Ephesians chapter 4 does talk about joking, because, you know, there's a time for joking, there's a time to have fun, but there are also those jokes that can get out of hand. Especially, man, nowadays, watching the Oscars with my kids, and Seth MacFarlane's hosting, we had to record it and, like, pause it so that we knew, okay, we can fast forward this part. There was plenty that was like, that's not okay. As far as joking goes, and I know Ephesians speaks pretty clearly to that as well.
You want me to read it for you?
Yeah.
All right. Ephesians 4, it says, let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good and what is necessary for edification, that means to build up somebody, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
Yeah.
And so that's the idea, is that, you know, there is a final, I believe as a Christian, we have the Holy Spirit in us.
Yeah.
And he's going to convict us if we say something and cross that line. Let's face it. I mean, we joke all the time. We cross a line. We say some things that we're like, that wasn't a good,
right.
you know,
right.
But let's think about thought life.
Yeah.
You may not say it, but you think it. And what did Jesus say about what is on the outside versus the inside? He said, out of the heart proceed these things. So it's a really heart thing. Whether you say it or not, you're still thinking it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So what about that?
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you have a thought about this. Static.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, so I had a quick comment on something that you guys said literally just a few moments ago.
Yeah.
About interpreting something that somebody else said via Bible or anything else.
Yeah.
I hate texting.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You miss everything.
For the sole concept that it is so impersonal.
Right.
Like, I can send somebody a text, hello, how are you doing today? And depending on the previous conversation we had or anything else going on, you can easily put your own feelings into it. You can take something terribly negative when it's really not.
What does he mean? Yeah. How am I doing today? What does that mean? What do you mean?
Exactly.
How am I doing today? What is that? What I'm not doing well? Like, I don't understand. Why would he say
is
that?
Is there a possibility that I'm not doing okay today?
Hey, exactly. I'm the first one. When I think about text messages, you know, if it's more than a few words, I'm like, let's talk in person.
Because
you can't read the tone, right? You don't know if someone's upset or they're sad or they're happy. So often, you know, it gets twisted.
And I'm so sarcastic, sarcasm does not go across text at all, so. Yeah, man.
Well, I mean, the closest I feel I can ever get to portray happiness is to, like, throw an obnoxious amount of, like, smiley faces and things along that nature. And that goes a little ways, I guess, but it's not complete.
Right.
That's just me. But it's also on the soul concept that I think that a lot of people are just negative.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to assume others don't always have your best interest.
Yeah.
And so whether you're reading a book, you know, I mean, five people can read the same book and get 12 different messages somehow. And it's just a matter of how you perceive things. That's just me. That's my two cents.
There you go,
man. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
So I went to a church camp a few years ago, and they had unknowingly hired a comedian for one of the late night services. Unknowingly, he was very inappropriate with some of the jokes.
Oh, no.
They, like, cut his time down by, like, an hour and just told him to leave. It was a real big mess. But the next day, the director of the camp came into the morning service, and he had, there's about 300 kids at the camp, and he had a box of tongue depressors. And what he did is he preached from Ephesians for that morning. 4:29 was the key verse.
Yeah.
So let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
Right.
Well, he handed out little tongue depressors to everyone there. And, I mean, there was a lot of, like, gossip and trash talk going on at the camp anyways. So what he did is he had us all write Ephesians 4:29 on the little tongue depressors.
Okay.
And he was like, keep this in your hand for the rest of the day, no matter what you're doing. And he's like, if you start to say anything that doesn't line up with this verse, just don't.
And you stick, like, the tongue depressor in your mouth.
Steve-O needs 10 of those in his mouth.
It really does.
The camp was silent for, like, oh my gosh, for, like, the whole rest of the day. Like,
wow.
There was hardly any conversation. It was really bad. But people finally figured out how to, like, talk nicely to one another.
Right.
Well,
amazing.
I'm going to try that with my kids. That would be good.
Totally
works. When they talk back. That's a good idea.
Incredible.
That's amazing.
Use a little duct tape. Just
good times.
Just good times.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
It's true. Let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. And I think now here's the scary part. Here's where it gets difficult. I mean, you're right. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, and we ought to know the difference. But there are times. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're talking language, there are times where we've gotten a phone call or an email or something because I remember we had somebody who was quite upset with me. And I didn't know why.
They called on air.
Yeah.
And we didn't know. I was like, what did you say? So we're like trying to whisper away from the microphone.
Like, did I say crap?
And it turns out he called me dumb.
Did I say sucks? Yeah. I called her. You're so dumb.
Like, and I know he's like joking. That.
That's the inflection. That's the everything. Obviously, we're joking. Just like, that's more of like, you're the best. Love you, but you're dumb.
You know what's interesting is, like, you read Proverbs, the original language talks about being stupid.
Right.
Yeah.
It really does. And it talks about
us being fools.
Yeah, fools actually is not a intellectual issue. It's actually a moral issue. So whenever there's a mention of fool or being stupid, it's actually God is saying you are a fool if you say there is no God. And basically, you're ignorant. But what he means by that, obviously, in the translation, is that you lack moral, you know, a moral gauge in your life.
Which is a pretty harsh word.
So, kids, go use that a lot.
Say,
from the Bible. So it's good.
I love Ephesians 4:29, but I noticed that a lot of people kind of overthink it. And so they can't figure out, like, okay, well, that wasn't nice. So Ephesians 4:29, why don't you go read that one real fast?
I do not prefer what you are saying. Therefore, I'm going to use this to say that you are using unwholesome talk. What is considered unwholesome?
Right.
What is corrupt? What is the scriptures around that are talking about sexual immorality. It talks about, and Paul talking about sexual immorality. Mm-hmm. And so taking that in context of the unwholesome conversation, I think of the "that's what she said" jokes. I think of the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Things like that where you are truly unwholesomely talking about the opposite sex. You are talking vulgarly. You are talking, and obviously.
And even when, you know, we talked about how Jesus talked about, hey, if you're going to be judged for these awards, but it's all around the jokes with, you know, JC or, you know, the GD and you know, all that. You know, it's really taking God's name in vain. And he says, well, you'll be accountable for that. Yeah. People don't say, oh, Buddha, you know, they don't.
Right.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
They just don't. Right. I mean,
Yeah, it's... It's unreal. The tongue, dude. The taming of the tongue. I was reading James just last night, talking about the taming of the tongue. And it was, for me, for a long time, it was a very scary thing. You know, I wasn't on the radio for about a year and a half. And in that time, it was like, you know what? I don't know that I want to do this. I can't. James was very convicting in that not all of you should, you know, want to be teachers, because you're going to be judged according to a stricter standard. And we all make mistakes. And yet the man who can tame the tongue and talks about this perfect man is the man who can tame the tongue, because man, that bit, that tongue, that.
Oh, man.
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, you think of James 3, as you mentioned, taming the tongue. It says it's like a hellfire. I mean, it is really. We can tame everything else except our tongue, unless we have some of those popsicle sticks. That might work today.
There you go. Yeah. I like that idea, the popsicle stick. Mm-hmm. We'll just keep it with us, and if we start to say something, and just stick it in our mouth.
Hey, I just was thinking, going back to this gentleman, Vince, the judge and comedy guy. You know, I think that, you know, I think of Daniel or someone like that who's taken out of Jerusalem and then he's, you know, working in the courts of the Babylonians or whatever. There are times, I think, if anything, if this guy is a Christian, there could be opportunity to share Christ in those kind of platforms. And so often I think we narrow that opportunity, you know, if we're like, oh, we can't do that because we're Christians. But you know what? These guys that we read about in the Bible, they were in the court of the political arena all the time. Moses, Joseph, Daniel, Nehemiah. Yeah. I mean, it goes on and on, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, and so they had a platform, I believe, if God gives this man a gift, no matter what it is, it could be a great platform. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Good word. There it is. Theology Thursday. Pastor Jarrett joining us in studio, hanging out. You like to chime in on the conversation, 505-338-3700. And we're going to roll into some brand new Temper Trap for you. The song is Where Do We Go From Here? Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
It looks like Paseo del Norte is clear, so just keep it clear. Don't cause any more accidents. Road construction, Montaño Road, northwest, east at 2nd Street. There's also road construction on Wyoming between San Antonio Place, Harper Drive, and Paseo. The left lane is closed, as well as another left lane closed on Manal between Morris Street and Wantabo. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number's 505-338-3600. 69, that's 505-338-3669. Joining us in studio, Pastor Jarrett Petro.
Yes. Hey, I do have to say, as I'm looking at this book here, the Star Wars Mad Libs that you have, Luke Skywalker has a pretty cool haircut. Check that out.
I've
look at Princess Leia right there. That is just, that's epic right there.
Yeah.
Carrie Fisher. Yeah. We read about her the other
day. Poor Carrie Fisher. I know. Yeah. Is she still in the hospital or is she out?
She's out now.
Okay.
This is what Steve-O will look like.
Oh, old Ben Kenobi with the curly stash.
Yeah, that's right.
Hanging out with this Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. You can check out all the details at calvaryabq.org. And let's get back to the phones. Static.
Hey, is it okay if I ask a question that's not what you guys were talking about?
Absolutely.
Yes.
What do you guys think about violent video games?
Ooh, this is a good one. What do I think about them? Like me personally.
Or the Bible.
What does the Bible say about?
There you go. About violent video games?
Yeah.
R-rated movies? The like? Yeah.
It's more the video games than the movies, that I'm wondering about.
There you go. All right.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Let me ask this real quick. How old are you?
I'm 16.
16. Okay. That does change things a little for me.
Okay. Hey, there's a passage in the Bible in the Old Testament in a book called Ezekiel where Ezekiel's taken and he is shown quickly the temple. And actually inside that temple he sees graffiti and all this crazy stuff. And it's really from Ezekiel chapter 9 through about chapter 11. And essentially as he sees graffiti on the walls, God is showing him the inner court of that. And that is such a type, I think, so often of our own lives where God pierces into us and he sees that there's graffiti. So when it comes to like video games and all that, and then Jesus talks about the heart, it is really where, you know, it's one, the conviction of the Holy Spirit should lead us away from games that would be harming in the sense, because you're just putting stuff in and it could graffiti your temple of the Holy Spirit that's in you. So there's one aspect of it. And then I think the second one is just being mindful of like, do I want to be feeding myself with this? Whether it's video games, I would even you know, think about movies or whatever else that would have that kind of conviction that is not appropriate. And you do know, because usually if you have to shut it off when someone enters the room, yeah. That may be a good indication you shouldn't be watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I don't own an Xbox or a PlayStation or anything like that, but I was thinking about, because I'm one of the older ones in my youth group, I was thinking about, hey, why not host a game night?
Yeah.
But my dad, he really doesn't like that stuff. He says it's wrong if you're enjoying something that God doesn't like when you're killing people on the video games.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, I thought he was going to generalize video games, and I was about to, like, fight. But I absolutely hear what your father's saying in that regard. I have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I got friends who let their kids play Halo, let their kids play Call of Duty, and I'll tell you right now, my kids aren't playing that, because there's no way I want my 9-year-old rocking a controller. I don't even play Call of Duty, personally. Rocking a controller where you're running around, like, sniping dudes' headshots, blood everywhere, the language is foul. There's no reason why I'm going to do anything like that. I also think there is a personal conviction that comes with that, not a generalization. I wouldn't say this video game's acceptable, this one's not, this one is, this one's not. All Mario games. Play Mario all the time. I would say, you know what, if you're feeling like hosting a game night, something to think about. You know, I know a few churches in town, actually, that host different game nights, and we have a game room at our church as well, where we've got a couple Xboxes, a couple Wiis. The mixed game room and skate park here has got an Xbox 360. It's got a Wii.
I live in Los Alamos, but...
There you go. I would say, you know what? It's obviously very popular, and there's nothing inherently wrong with the video games themselves, but absolutely, violent video games, something like that, that's totally different. I wouldn't host a game night and be like, hey guys, Walking Dead game night at the church. Yeah. We're going to shoot zombies in the face hole. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, probably not. Maybe some Mario Kart. Start there.
Okay.
There you go, man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Static.
Hey, man, I just was hearing about that kid who called earlier about the video games.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I just think it's funny. You know, when TV first came out back, like, early 1900s, there was an article that I read, and a video game guy brought it out, but it said that this reporter was like, all TV has been hooked to violence.
Right.
And every single entertainment that has come out that's new has been hooked to violence. And I think that, like you said, it's the conviction that, you know, all of it feeds your soul some way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we like to place blame on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Rather than place the blame inwardly on your heart and what is pouring out of your heart, it's people are trying to blame these outside influences and say, hey, you know what, he watched this TV show, and therefore, you know, that's why he went off on a killing spree, and don't think to the fact that maybe his heart was corrupt and he's sinful and broken, and that's why he went on the killing spree.
Yeah.
Maybe there was something inherently inside of him that did that, not, oh, yeah, but you don't understand, he played Halo for like 2 hours a day, and so let's blame Halo and let's boycott video games because it's the video games. Now, I will also say on the flip side of that there are definitely boundaries, and if the Holy Spirit is convicting you on something, maybe you probably shouldn't be doing it. But thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways.
Yeah.
That's where I go. That's where I stand.
That's a good word.
I used to run a video game store, and here's the problem. Before I worked here, I was a store manager of a GameStop. And back then, the video game that was, you know, on the Senate chopping block was Grand Theft Auto 3. GTA 3 was the big one back then. And we would have parents come in with their 9-year-olds, their 10-year-olds, and, hey, yeah, we'll pick up that game. Okay, cool. Sir, this is an M-rated game. You need to be 17 to play it. This has prostitutes. Mm-hmm. This has killing. This has that. Your entire purpose is to steal cars and kill people and take prostitutes. Do you still want to buy this for your 9-year-old? And the parent would say, absolutely. And I wanted to reach across the counter, but I couldn't, you know, because I had done my job and that's all I could do. So a lot of times we place the blame on the video game when really we should be looking at the parenting. Because a lot of parents allow their children to do things that, wow, it's unreal.
Yeah, and you know, I love what you said earlier, Steve-O, about, you know, Jesus said it was the issue of the heart. Yeah. You know, because, you know, outwardly you can add these things, but really it's the intent of the heart and the, you know, and that drives, you know, and kids who are not, you know, they're young, they're impressed on those things. I mean, it's going to shape their mind in a certain way. You know, what you put in is what you're going to get out. So if you're putting all this garbage in, you definitely will have an outflow of what you just put in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, I'm a music dude. I don't know if you knew this. I love music.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
There are certain bands I just can't listen to because of what it reminds me of, where it takes me. And so there are things that I don't put into my body. I'm not saying that all music is wrong and I only have listen to worship music. But I will say that, you know, there are certain things that I know for me. I don't blanket statement say, no one should listen to this band because it reminds me of, you know, my high school girlfriend. Everybody has to throw away this record. Because that's a personal conviction. I think a lot of times, because we're convicted by something, we assume that everyone else has to be convicted by that. You are not allowed to do that. You can't do that. This is a Christian generalization because I feel convicted. And we're not all built the same. We don't have those same tendencies. We don't have the same inner being, if you will. Like, yes, we are all created with eternity in our hearts. Christ says that, God says that in the book of Ecclesiastes. Yeah. He encoded it in our DNA.
Awesome.
And so there's good news. But we're also created, we're all each individual people. We all respond to things differently.
I would say, you know, it is quite interesting. Our generation has been growing up as a video game generation.
Oh, yeah.
So you have people who are in their 40s, 50s that are still playing video games, right?
Yeah.
And the next generation, I mean, it's pretty common.
Yeah.
I mean, so you it makes you wonder how things are.
I know,
it's kind of that's kind of weird. Creepy.
I'm glad it's Little League season for my boys. I'll tell you that much.
That's good.
Because getting outside and doing those things instead of
the
staring
sunlight.
At it. Yes, the sun.
Yeah.
My kids are pasty white. They're a little pale. So they need to get outside. Look like vampires from Twilight.
Aww.
So, you know. But they do sparkle in the sun. So.
Do they?
Yeah, they
do. Beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So. That's it for us. We are out of here. We will see you guys again tomorrow. Fun Joke Friday. Finally Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fry News Day. All the stuff that goes along with Friday. Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico joining us tomorrow. But right now, Pastor Jarrett from Calvary Knob Hill Tuloba Theater. Thanks.
Adios.
Yeah,
good to be here. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening.
Of course. And people can find you every Sunday at 11 a.m. at the Lobo Theater.
Oh, yeah.
Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater. Check out details at calvaryabq.org, and you are the pastor overseer of Knob Hill, Calvary Knob Hill Lobo Theater.
Yeah, Jesus is, but I'm secondary.
You're the human. You're
that's
the
right.
tool he uses.
That's right.
There you go.
It's awesome.
Can I
love
call
it.
You a tool?
No,
yes.
You cannot.
No.
Yeah. I was going to ask you the same question.
I love you. Best.
All right.
If you miss any part of the show, you can catch the podcast at mystaticradio.com/mornings. That's it for us. We out. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.
Living in a lonely world, he took the minute.